Now, our next topic is a very serious one because, as regular listeners will know, we spoke quite a lot on Radio Kerry last year and indeed this year as well about the dangers of rip currents. Now, we've seen an explosion in recent years in the numbers of people swimming in our waters on our beautiful, off our beautiful beaches. And a lot of people are now swimming all year round as well. In fact, winter swimming has become a huge hobby for many people. But do people actually know the dangers of rip currents? Well, you all know what happened in Ballybunion last summer. I don't need to remind you of it. And a rip current was directly responsible for the deaths of a brother and sister. And that emerged at the inquest into their deaths, which was held at the end of April. But that wasn't the only incident of a rip current here in Kerry. I also spoke last July to a lady who, along with her son, very narrowly escaped drowning in Banna after they got caught in a rip current. And all of that got me thinking about the dangers of rip currents. And do people really know what they are? Do people know where they are? And perhaps most importantly, do people know what to do if, while swimming, they get caught in a rip current? Well, I was looking around for somebody who was an experienced swimmer and had knowledge of water safety to answer that question for me. And I came across John Edwards. John is the owner of Wild Water Adventures in Finnet, and he has great expertise in all things to do with sea swimming. He's very interested in safety issues at sea, and he's very knowledgeable about tidal patterns in Kerry. He has been surfing for about 35 years, and he also provides a variety of aqua activities and is involved in safety training. So I spoke to John Edwards earlier, and at the outset I asked him to explain to us exactly what is a rip current.
We've all been to the beach where we've kind of been up to our toes in the water, and then we walked out into the water. You know, we've walked up to maybe our knees in depth, and then we've kind of almost walked out of the water again to our toes, and then we've walked back into the water again. And what you've done is you've walked over a sandbar. What tends to happen with rips, and the main cause of rips, is a build-up of water by waves and the tide. So waves will break over these sandbars, and there's a large build-up of water. And the water needs to escape. It's not going to freely flow up the beach because it's the gravitational pull. It's, you know, it's slowly coming over 6 hours. But as there's a big build-up with waves breaking over the sandbar, it does need to escape. So the water basically just looks for a gap in between sandbars. And once it's found that gap between sandbars, it'll flow quite quickly between the gap and the sandbars. That's what creates the rip.
And do any particular weather conditions cause these rips? For example, I heard somebody mention that you're more likely to have rip currents after heavy rain. Is that right, or is that a myth?
A little bit of a myth, really. It's really waves and tide. I mean, heavy rain will flow in the rivers around the ocean, but it won't create rips.
So how frequently do they occur, John?
Quite frequently. We're an island facing out into the Atlantic. We do get a lot of surf. I've been surfing myself for 35 years, and it's so I'm in the water a lot. And we do have big waves. Even sometimes in the summer, we have storms. They can be storms 2,000 miles out at sea, and within a couple of days, we'll have waves that were generated by that storm out at sea. So they are quite frequent. They can be multiple. I mean, we can be on beaches where there may be a number of rips at the same time. Yeah, so they can occur at any time of year. Obviously, during the winter, we do have more surf and bigger waves in the wintertime, but that's not saying that we won't get big waves at certain days and waves in the summertime.
Okay, and have you ever been caught up in a rip current yourself?
When I'm surfing, I tend to look for them because we would use them surfing to basically get out behind the waves and not have to paddle through the waves. And I was away on a holiday there about 2 years ago, and myself and my daughter, she was four, we were both in a rip on quite a wavy beach. There was a big swell on the beach one day. It's education, it's knowing actually what to do and is the key, really.
Yeah, which brings me along to the very important question. How would you know, first of all, that you were caught in a rip current? Are you suddenly pulled out to sea or pulled down into the water?
Yeah, you're not pulled down into the water. You're pulled out. And what tends to happen is people would enter the water and they would be going in for a swim, and they might start swimming offshore and not realize they're in a rip. So they might swim for a minute or two, swimming out, and then turn around and look and realize they're further from the shore than they actually should be, because they're in this flow of water.
Okay, so what should you do if you've been caught in one?
The first thing to do really is I suppose, not get caught in a rip, to be quite honest with you, to be able to recognize one. And I suppose that how we would recognize one, Deirdre, would be the on a beach that there's waves. It's generally where the waves are a lot smaller or not breaking at all, because that's deeper water. The waves would break when they meet an obstacle, and generally the obstacle is the sandbar, so they'll break on the sandbar, but the gap between the sandbars, they won't break because the water's too deep. This water tends to look darker. As I said, little or no waves in this type of water. This water can be discolored. They can be debris like seaweed floating on this and floating out to sea. And the top of the water can look very different to the water that's surrounding it. So sometimes people can arrive at the beach and can see kind of waves breaking, and they can see the calm area, and they might think to themselves, well, you know, that looks safer to swim in, where it actually is more dangerous to swim in.
Oh.
So I suppose recognizing a rip is key. Asking lifeguards, do you know if there are any rips on the beach? And obviously the lifeguards patrol the beaches, and they tend to keep people well clear of the rips. So again, if you do swim out and you do turn around and realize you're further from the shore than you actually thought, you know, you should be. And, you know, it really is to stay calm. We tend to naturally float here, but, you know, if we lean back and kick our legs and hold our arms out to the side, we tend to float. And once we just, you know, just think clearly, what we need to do is the rips tend to be quite, well, they're not that wide. They don't tend to be very, very wide. And what we can do is we can swim parallel to the shore and swim towards breaking waves, because where there are breaking waves, there aren't rips. So if we swim parallel to the shore over towards breaking waves, now if you're having difficulty in the water with your swimming, or you know, you can, as I said, you can put your head back, lean back, and legs up, kick gently, like, and you will float and signal for help. But it isn't a good idea to try to swim against the rip, because this would use up a lot of your energy.
Are there coastlines here in Kerry that are more susceptible to rips? I mean, we've heard of them in Ballybunion and Banna last summer. I presume they're in other areas too off the coast of Kerry.
Yeah, we generally would find more rips in places dear to that there are waves breaking, or kind of surfing areas or surfing beaches that are open to the west of North Atlantic.
Yeah,
you'll find because the wave and the tidal movement there will actually create the sandbars. We have locations, you know, that are more sheltered, that are not open to the open sea and not open to the waves. They tend not to have strong rips. But it is, as I said, it is the build-up of water that's been trapped by large, big biggish enough waves. You know?
Okay. And just finally, I suppose, the message is for the summer, and I do accept, of course, there are people swimming all year round, but just for, we'll say, people like myself who only swim during the summer months, just be conscious of these rips, obey the lifeguards, know where they are, and if you're caught in one, don't panic. Is that a fair takeaway from what you're saying?
It is, yes. I suppose there's a thing called the drowning chain, Deirdre, and the first link in the drowning chain is education. And I think that, you know, we live in an island and we live in a beautiful part of our island. We have beautiful beaches, and I would encourage people to go and enjoy our beaches and swim. But, you know, educate yourself to rips. It's all there in social media. You can go on YouTube. You can educate yourself about rips. You know, you can get some information from the lifeguards on rips and what to do in rips and the location of rips. But education really is key. And I suppose, you know, the more we're educated, the more we understand these things, you know, the less harm that will be caused.